Hey, you chickadees, I'm Lee Rooster, and you're in the hen house. We've got a new patch with the new Duality Arc Part 3, patch 37 in Star Trek Fleet Command, and we've got this now Orion Syndicate. It's the new mechanic. You know, Scopely's been dropping a lot of new mechanics, be it exocomps, be it the cloaking, being the away teams and the trait progression, and they're just kind of coming out with more and more of these things, and they're fairly complex and in-depth. So I wanted to break this down and do a video dedicated just to this. So let's get into that. Make sure you put your questions down below, but let's dig in here to the Orion Syndicate. So there's a lot of good snapshots and screenshots in here that'll help us kind of talk about it a little bit. This is the Orion insignia. You'll get used to that on your screen. It's usually not this big, thankfully. Again, the Orion Syndicate is essentially a faction that everyone will work on leveling up and belonging to. So it's pretty good, and it'll give you a lot of benefits and perks. It's also going to give you a lot of the quality of life things that they've been talking about, some of which they talked about in the roadmap and all that. You're going to have to earn them by progressing up in this faction tiering level up system, essentially. So you can earn it, and if you're doing it free to play, you will earn it slower than someone who spends extra to accelerate it, which is probably what we expected. I would have liked to see some of these things, particularly the officer presets, come in and be available to everyone and not be something that we earned. But I will be sad. That's just a lot of life for this one. Sorry. Let me know what you think down below. All right. So there are, you know, you're going to be able to access this feature. It's available. We'll look at that. You'll have a tier level or a level. It tells you very clearly what you get, and you're going to get a free claim chest, of course, so that you get, that's going to give you your XP that builds up your syndicate. If anything, if nothing else, that's the way you're going to level up slowly, by logging in every day and claiming that chest. So it'll be important. Skip days will slow you down, and you're already going to not be super fast. So they talk about the Syndicate XP. These are the points needed to level up the tier to the next tier. The tier itself refers to the level of each phase of the progression within the Syndicate tier. Let's call it levels. All right. The Syndicate benefits, the in-game content, buffs, and bonuses received via the Syndicate. It says all benefits are received once they've been claimed from the tier rewards chest. All right. So you're going to get, you know, special benefits from the chest itself. Now, about how to unlock, people have been asking about this all day in my lines here. This is the little insignia for the Orion insignia. If you don't see this on your screen when you log in, you need to do an update. So go check in your app store and make sure you pull an update there, because that is the sign that you're current. So you'll need this. It talks about at level 10, all players will gain access to the Syndicate and will see the icon on the top left hand of the screen. So if you're under level 10, don't worry about it. But once you're level 10 on and up, and this is nice, we have a faction that people are going to get into starting at level 10 and can start slow building. So that's pretty cool. And it does apply to everyone. So it looks kind of neat. So we will see. What they don't say right here is that you're going to get a chest. It's a one-time chest. It has like one XP point for the Syndicate. So look in your where you go to get your chest, and you'll open that, and that kind of kicks off the leveling process, getting that one XP point. All right, the buffs. Let's see and get the screens here. Players will receive a number of benefits at each tier, many of which are stat increases. These scale with your level. So even if you're unlocked at Ops level 10, the buffs continue to increase with the player's level. And it shows, like here in this screen, it shows where the buff is and where it comes up. So it notes that this is about Parsteel, Tritanium, and Dilithium protection being increased by 25%. But it notes that the bonus is based on a level. So levels 10 to 19 get 15, and it goes up, you know, 20, 29, 30, 39, 40 to 50, and 51 to 60 to get a whole 55% bonus. So as you level up, it gets to be a stronger thing that you've already earned, which that's pretty cool. That's good. It's going to boost some stuff. It's going to help. The daily rewards claim. Let's get this screen here, and you'll see the guy, and you can see down here where the daily chest button is. Once you click on it and get that chest, it'll give you the 22-hour countdown timer, like for your 24-hour chest. So each player will begin at tier zero, and then you get the XP from that little chest I was talking about. Then that starts your progression once you reach level 10, and it's going to give you that daily Syndicate XP based on your tier. So it'll go up and available every 24 hours, and that'll help you progress. You can see this is at a current level, which is actually level 4, working towards level 5. And here in the circle, you can see what level you're working towards and how much you need. So this is also helpful to know if you need to buy something in the store and you're looking at how much Syndicate XP you're getting. It'll let you know, is it enough to make me level up or not? Because sometimes you might want to put off buying something, or it may not be worth it to you. So keep that in mind as well. All right. Officer presets. Now, they were talking about these in the roadmap. And again, I think everyone should have them just because it makes the game better. But they're kind of locking it through this progression. The good news is all free to play, and everyone else will get these just free to play slower than somebody who's willing to pay. But we're used to that with a lot of things in the game. So the officer presets are tiered up. They go with the tiers, and it says the presets are available at tiers 5, 9, 12, 15, 17, 20, 22, and 25. So you get all the different ones unlocked as you go up multiple levels. So the first one comes at level 5, tiering up, and then you'll have 2. So, you know, I was thinking about when, like, if you end up doing a Pike Moreau Chen or Pike Moreau Talon, you probably don't want to do both of them with one preset, because with two presets, because it takes a while to get these presets. So, you know, maybe just being able to find Pike and Moreau quickly will help me. And then it's easier for me to find Talon and Chen on the little carousel. So you'll have to prioritize what you need to go to quickly. But as you can see in this description, you'll be able to save the top 3 officers in a set. It looks like you'll be able to name them something that means something for you. Based on that with the preset, and you'll be able to press apply, and that'll click them into the ship that you're working on. So that'll be pretty cool and definitely helpful, especially when, you know, you're trying to come back, dock, repair, and switch over to like your go-to armada set or your go-to minor set or PvP set or hostile grinding, etc. You know, so that'll be really helpful and we'll be good. So I'm glad we'll get it. I just wish we would get them a little faster and honestly get like 5 of them and not have to earn them. But they turned it into content that somebody will pay for. So it is a mobile game. All right, daily goal multiplier. Players with the relevant syndicate tier will benefit from certain resources being multiplied from their daily goal rewards. Now, so that means like they're showing our daily goals where you get trilithium, you know, par steel, dilithium, you know, tritanium, etc. You're going to get this stuff. And you're going to get more than you would. So it's going to be boosted quite a bit. Sorry about the trilithium. Maybe that's the next currency we'll get. We'll see. But it's going to get boosted based on your level when it starts adding in those modifiers to it that we saw up above earlier. So that'll be that's good, because we, of course, need more resources in order to keep up with the ever expanding bloat of the game and the growth demands without feeling like we have to try to spend money if we don't want to. At least we can know that we can stockpile more and get stuff. So that's going to be a nice benefit from leveling this up. Now, as they say, the daily goal multipliers are rewarded at the following tiers. So you can see it starts at level 8, tier 8 that is, and it goes up to tier 25 with different bonuses. So at level 8, we're getting 2 times par steel, tritanium, and dilithium. No trilithium, by the way. And, you know, like level 10, 1.5 times the frequency modulator Mark II. So those are the blue ones for your Franklin A. And then it goes up to 3. Faction tokens and reputation changes are going to increase at 15. Again, par steel, tritanium, and dilithium. Faction tokens again and faction tokens again. So it will help with those grinds as we're moving past, you know, towards your trilogs or towards locking out that 1 billion amount. So that'll help a lot. And that's nice. So it's moving in the right direction. Let's see here. All right, resources. This is like the symbol for the Syndicate XP that you'll need. You will get it in that daily chest at the very least. I know I got some when I did some of the Orion missions. There's bound to be more missions. Of course, there's some stuff in the store that you can buy, and who knows if they're going to have some other way we can get it. These are the officer preset icons that we'll get at those set levels. Those will be enjoyable, I am sure. And the syndicate benefit icon it represents the buff that you can see. And some things will be found in the rewards chest. So when you open them, you'll see stuff. And they have one FAQ question here. Do I have to wait for my daily rewards to reset to benefit from the multiplier? And the answer is no. It says the multiplier should be applied as soon as you claim your rewards from the relevant tier. However, the multiplier will not be applied if you have tiered up after you completed a daily reward that you have not claimed yet. So this only applies when you're moving up tiers. It's not as big a gotcha as like an exocomp that you have to like wait, you waste if you, you know, if you use it when your ships are out of dock, that kind of thing. So it's just more of if you know you're going to do something, you don't want to complete the event, complete the daily task that will pay out if it's about to go up before you level it up. So, you know, again, you only miss out for like a day if you do miss out at all, but that'll be important for those of you who are trying to min-max along that way. Anyway, this looks to be a nice new way to get it. You know, it's, they did it differently than a faction, but it is like a faction, and it's kind of like your augment and your rogues, factions that apply to everyone, but they, you know, are sticking in a different place in the game. So that's, you know, different. It does look interesting. I like it's got some robustness to it, so it'll be enjoyable. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I hope this helps. And if you're still with me here, make sure you give us a thumbs up, like on the video, as well as comment below saying hi or anything. It helps with the algorithm. Remember, hit that notification bell so you check out the next video that I make on Star Trek Fleet Command and others. Also, you can check out my live streams on YouTube here on Sunday mornings, as well as on Twitch all throughout the week. Pacific time in the evening and Saturday mornings on Twitch to hit different time zones so all you lovely people can come hang out. We have some fun and do some different stuff both on Twitch and on YouTube. So check that stuff out. And again, remember, please subscribe and help us. We're already pushing above 350 subscribers and we want to hit 500 quickly and move on to 1,000 and beyond. So your help is greatly appreciated and it's free. So please do that. Anyway, check for the links below for the Twitch stream as well as the Discord and other things so that you can kind of join the community and we can come hang out in some live streams and talk to me in the videos. I respond unless you're a troll. You know who you are. Anyway, I'll check you later and cock-a-doodle-doo.